This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Exploring the ethical debate on meat, pros, cons, and new alternatives. Discover the ethical debate on meat and food recommendations, covering sentiocentrism, plant-based diets, clean meat, and arguments for and against eating meat. The ethical debate on meat and food recommendations. Hey, I wanted to share something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and maybe you'll find it as interesting as I do. It's about this whole ethical debate surrounding meat in our diets, especially when it comes to what experts say we should or shouldn't eat. There's so much more to it than just meat is good or meat is bad. It's a complex mix of ethics, environment, health, and even culture. First off, let's talk about the big picture. When people discuss ethical eating, one term that often pops up is sentiocentrism. Basically, it's the idea that the interests of sentient beings, creatures that can feel pain or pleasure, matter morally. So, if we accept sentiocentrism, then how we treat animals in food production becomes a huge moral concern. Do animals have a right not to suffer? Should we change our diets to reduce that suffering? These questions fuel much of the debate about meat consumption. On the one hand, there are strong arguments for eating meat. Meat has been a staple part of human diets for millennia, providing critical nutrients like protein, B12 vitamins, and iron. Many argue that eating meat responsibly, meaning from animals raised in humane, sustainable environments, can be part of a balanced diet. Plus, for some communities, plant-based diets may not be as accessible or culturally appropriate. On the flip side, the arguments against eating meat often hinge on the suffering of animals and environmental impact. Factory farming, which produces most of the meat consumed worldwide, is notorious for poor animal welfare and significant greenhouse gas emissions. So, promoting plant-based diets is seen as a way to align food recommendations with ethical and environmental goals. Technology has introduced an interesting middle ground, what's called clean meat or cultured meat. This is meat produced from animal cells in a lab, without raising and slaughtering animals. It promises to satisfy meat lovers while eliminating animal suffering and reducing environmental damage. However, it's still expensive and not widely available, so it hasn't changed recommendations much yet. Then you have nutrient-based arguments. Some nutritionists say plant-based diets can provide all the necessary nutrients when planned correctly. Others caution that certain groups, like children or pregnant women, might find it tougher to get key nutrients without meat. So the debate also includes balancing practical nutrition concerns with ethical considerations. All these angles come together in the question of what we should recommend to people. If food guidelines push for plant-based diets, does that respect personal choice, cultural traditions, and nutritional needs? If they continue recommending meat, are they overlooking ethical issues? One great resource that breaks down this discussion with a clear and thoughtful approach is a book called Eat Meat or Don't. It explores these arguments thoroughly and invites readers to think deeply about the pros and cons of eating meat without preaching or finger wagging. It's a smart way to understand more about ethical eating from all sides. Honestly, the ethical debate around meat isn't about black and white answers. It's about understanding complexity, respecting different views, and making informed choices based on what feels right for you. Whether you're curious about how sentiocentrism influences food ethics, the impact of plant-based diets, or the potential clean meat holds, it's an ongoing conversation worth having. If you want to learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat, check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to get a nuanced take on one of the most talked about food issues of our time.